And we're learning Seifov tonight, Bezer Hashem, page 528, Simon Shin Satiches. Tonight we'll be talking a little bit about the halachas. We spoke yesterday about the outskirts. When do you start counting the 70? When do you start counting 2,000 amas? When do you start counting 2,000 amas? Good. And how do you define outskirts, and how do you define that?
The house.
Houses being... That's right, the house being 70 amas one from the other. Okay, so tonight we'll be addressing an important shaila. That's the following. What happens if you go in the M1, or M25 for that matter? No, probably M1 is better. And you see, we're trying to define when is when is the end of the city, and when is it becoming the outskirts? If you want to know, okay, the buildings on the side, what are they normally? So as we leave Edgware, you've got a bit of fields and the horses on your left, and then afterwards, what happens then? What happens then? What kind of buildings have you got on your left?
On the
M1, up north, yeah.
A lot of times there's
fields. Fields, okay. There is building. What? Warehouses. Warehouses. I want to address tonight the shaila which the Achronim ask. Do warehouses qualify for being counted as a building? Or perhaps... Saying, let's think about this for a minute logically. We're defining what a city is. We're saying that if you've got houses spread around, that's all part of the city. So I hear when you've got a normal house, a farmhouse, and people live there, right? It's a bit further out. I hear that's counted as it's been kind of the city. And if it's within the 70 amas, then it's fine. It's going to you start counting the 2,000 amas after the house. Fair enough. What happens though if it's not? What happens if there's what happens if it's an empty field? It's a used field by cows and sheep and geese. Will you then say that you only start counting the 2,000 after that field? Or that's not included in the city? What would you say?
I thought it was doing the
building. Oh, good. Buildings. You're right. Okay, good. So that's clear. You're right, of course. Now, if we're talking about a building, so let's define a building. So what happens if it's a warehouse? Oh, it must be dwelling. Very good. It must be dwelling. Good. What happens if it's office block? Office block. Will you start counting that as part of the city and then you start counting 2,000 amas? Or that's really outside of the office block. You sometimes will see on the M1, one in my mind is on the right-hand side is the office block. So will that be counted part of the office block? Counted or not counted? Not dwelling. So you're telling me a big chumra now. You're telling me now that we only include in the area of considered only residential dwelling houses, buildings are considered part of the area. Anything which is not residential is actually... Would you agree to that?
What about this mixed? So, I guess what's the connection between residency and as opposed to buildings?
You're saying any building should qualify.
Well, it depends on the definition.
Okay, it's Tchum Ha'ir. It's the city. What is considered part of the city?
You go by the city, the place you're in. So if you've got... The city is defined by the place you're in. So if you've got a London postcode...
No postcodes. So if we're in Harrow. If that's the case, we're in Harrow. We're not in London. HA8. We're in Harrow. Oh, so we have got an issue to carry here. And we've got an issue to... never mind carrying. So you have got... So if you're right, if you'd be right, you wouldn't be allowed to walk from here, never mind carrying, from here to Golders Green. Because you're out of London.
London Borough, so it's Harrow, it's London Borough.
Yeah, but would you go according to the London...
If you're going by the locker where you are, you should go by the definition of what the...
So how do you define that?
I would define it as Edgware's London Borough.
Okay, but it's hard to define according to London. Is that not a halachic? It's not a halachic definition.
To Hertfordshire, which is not.
Do you go according to? Does everybody agree with that? Would you go according to the parameters?
You're trying to apply dinner de Marcus or dinner to the way we classify.
Yeah, but I'm saying
dinner de Marcus then applies to the law of the land. It doesn't apply to the way you classify Mokum. Mokum is defined by the way we define in Mokum Gabe Tchum is based on.
We are trying to define a city halachically.
I still think you should define it by the the mokum, because that's...
But how do you define mokum? It can't be... I mean, it surely wouldn't make sense that... I mean, I think... at times we do find that there is halachic differences to what the resident... what. But over here, surely it has to be classified halachically what is considered the city. So we're saying that it needs to be... So you're saying that, well, you're saying that if it's a block of offices...
It's linked in with dwellings, isn't it? Because presumably the whole point of the Erechaterus is it's got a communal... it's got a hugely communal element to it.
Okay, so you're saying the office block?
It can't be, because throughout...
This is Erev Tchumim though. It's slightly different, although I hear the comparison. But it's Erev Tchumim. So somebody say, well, let's see what examples of here, and let's try to apply it afterwards to a warehouse. There's these enormous warehouses. As you go on the motorway, these enormous warehouses. You must know, you know... Do you know when you go on the M25, I always get impressed whenever I drive past to a massive Tesco on the M25. As soon as you go on the M25 down... Do you know this huge Tesco, Sainsbury? It's enormous. It's enormous. I get always very impressed. Do you know what I mean? On the M25, when you go to the M25... No, I do not. I mean the Tesco and the Sainsbury one. It's on the M25 as you go down south. First, when you go here to the M25, you go the first way to get into the M25. Not the M1 way. The other way. The... Go past Morris...
Pass Morris,
you keep going until you hit the M25. Okay, go down south. East, south, whatever, yeah? East. Okay, you keep going, about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, that you see on the right-hand side when you go from here, you see this enormous Tesco warehouse. No, it's not. Potter's Bar. It's before Tebes Olam. What's called? Not Enfield. No. The other one? Wolf Mabby? Ah, yeah. Okay, so there, just before that, you've got this it's so big, this Tesco warehouses. I'd love to go in there once. To see what it's like. No, the systems must be fascinating, how the logistical aspect must be absolutely, I must be, you see, there's like 35, I get very impressed, because I just get impressed. Anyway, so, do you know what I mean? Have you seen it? So I want to know if you've got those very large storage areas, would that be considered part of the... Do you count the 2,000 numbers after that or before that? Is that considered part of the city or not?
No.
Why?
It's out of town.
Why is it not part of the town?
Because it's not within the boundaries of the town.
It's... Okay. So let's see a bit more what Sefov is going to teach us about that. Okay, our base Korev Le'ir, Shivim Amar. We've got a house which is within 70 amas, and the next has 70 amas, and the third has close to the second one, within 70 amas, and a few days worth of distance. Everything is considered like one city. So Rabbi Yisai, you've got a city, and then 70 amas after the city, into the desert even, desert! You've got a little house. Okay. And then, from that house, you've got another 70 amas. And then another one. He can go all the way till Zimbabwe and you'll still be considered part of the city.
So you're saying you've got...
70 amas includes it.
You've got a field and 70 amas afterwards, you've got another house.
Yes.
And 70 amas afterwards, you've got another house.
Yes.
So there's always going to be a gap. And then 70
but 70 amas gap, not more. Once you've got more than 70, then you've lost it. Then you've got... Absolutely. Yes.
You can continue...
All the way to Manchester, yes. Absolutely, it will be considered the tchum of the city. Although the postcode will... that's the point, that everything which is within the 70 amas will be considered part of the city, yeah. No. Yes. And then how you work it out, how you straighten it, you're going to be merabea from those... Absolutely, that's it, yes. So you keep going, 70 amas, 70 amas, 70 amas, 70 amas. But once you've got more than 70 amas distance to the next house, you've lost it. And you start counting 2,000 amas.
70 amas to each house.
Yeah.
Then in theory, you could go further than Manchester.
Absolutely. You can go all the way till the North Pole. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And that's precisely why it's very hard to define the Tchum Ha'ir of London. Because all the way to Manchester, it's going to be hard to find gaps of 70 amas. Although, let's see. It's not precise what I'm saying. And when you're estimating it, when you are measuring it. Moedin mechutz lebeis achin. You start counting 2,000 amos after the last house. Vehu, and this is sheyia. It shall be beis dira ze. This residential property must be arba amos al arba amos yoyis. It must be at least 4 square amos big. So if it's a tiny little place, it's not counted. You've got to have 4 amos and 4 amos at least. Okay. V'chein and similarly, beis haknesset. When you've got a shul, sheyesh boy beis dira lechazon. What about a shul? So Wembley shul, is such a thing? Wembley shul? Of course there is. Yeah. So imagine the last one is Wembley shul. You want to know now? Just include that and start counting 2,000 numbers after the shul. Or is the shul not included? You don't count the Wembley shul.
The shul's not a dwelling.
Okay, so you're saying you're not counting it. No. Okay, Shulchan Aruch said everybody agrees to that. A shul is not included. Very good. Says Shulchan Aruch, V'chein beis haknesset sheyesh bo beis dira, when it's a dwelling place, lachazonim for the chazonim. So in those days, the chazan, besides getting his fancy hat and his fancy coat, he would also get a flat, an in-house flat in shul. That was part of the arrangement. That's the package deal.
You left it out, you must have buried it. They tried to bury it there as well.
They what, they?
Tried to bury it there as well.
Yeah. So they've got a place to sleep, and therefore the shul is going to be considered part of the eruv. Why? Not because of the shul in its own right, but because of the dwelling place for them. So not the oichim, but the chazan.
What happens if a shul, and some lots of shuls do have it in-house flats for the caretakers, not Jews?
You tell me what would you say? Would it be considered dwelling or not dwelling?
I would say yes.
Absolutely, I agree with you. Yeah. So it doesn't have to be the chazan; it can also be the caretaker too. Yeah, a Gentile Gent caretaker, same will apply. Good point. Oh, I want to get to that point. Mamash Avli Ashi speaks about it. I want to get to that. When you've got a tifla, a church, when there is a tifla for the, and the priests tend to the galach, yeah? They dwell there, they live there. Okay, so. Yeah. Pasuk, yeah, the Pasuk also says, Kohen Midyon speaks about, yeah, the Pasuk in says also, Kohenem is a term of a priest as well. Yeah, Ve'oitzrois and the treasure storage places, Sheish Ben Beis Dirot, where storage places where people can sleep, Ve'agesha and a bridge, Ve'akeva and a Beis Olam, Sheish Ben Beis Dirot, a base oilam where there's a residential premise as well. No, residential doesn't mean to the ones who are buried there, obviously. It means residential for the caretaker of the base oilam, yeah. Shosh mechit she'enolim tikra. What about a house which has got three walls but no wall? Three walls but no, sorry, with no ceiling. Fish by Ba'amas, la Ba'amas, and it's four Amas on four Amas. That's also fine. Vabai is born with Bayam, and even if you've got a house which is like on a semi-island, two mechitzas is also fine. You've got a broken house, but it's still two mechitzas standing. That also be considered a residential premises, property. Umaro, a cave, sheish binyan al pio. When you've got a cave which has got on top of it a bit of a flat or a house, v'yesh ben beis dira, people can sleep there. Koleilu, all those, mitztaf v'nimo, they are added, they're counted. If it's within the 70 Amos, all those properties are considered a Beis Dira. And you start counting the 2,000 Amos after that. They're all considered part of the city. Yeah, okay, let's stop over here for now. Just get the Mishnebu clear. So these are all the cases. So Mishnebu in Sefkot and Chav Hei says, Chazonim. Chazonim, the stam beis hakines la'av l'dira ovid. Yes, the shul that we're talking about must have a flat for the chazan. Because without it, a shul without a chazan flat is no good. Same. If there is nobody sleeping there, then it's no good. Yeah, but the good point. He won't qualify. Kedusha. Yeah, good point. But nevertheless, even a beis hamedrash, if nobody sleeps there properly, if there's no residential aspect to it, it's no good. Yeah, good. Okay, for Oitzrois, Sifkon Chavzayin, so Sifkon Chavav, excuse me, for their priest, Lenin Staffus, Leibu, when we're counting the Ibur of the city, we do not require Tafke Dirasol, it doesn't have to be Hayit. So your example with the Goyish caretaker, that's fine too. It doesn't have to be a Yid. Sevkon Chavzan v'Oitzlas and storage has Letvua for grain, Leyain for wine, V'Leshemen for oil. Lav L'Dir Mikri. A storage house per se is not considered residential. Hilkach, therefore, Binon Shebein Shbeish Dir L'Shemen. We need a place for, but if there is guards, then it's considered the residential. And here we come to your point. Okay. So the large storage premises, what's going to be the lochus? So according to what we are seeing now, storage premises, what would you say? Oitzrois, a storage place in itself, it wouldn't qualify. It's not residential, but, oh, very good, absolutely. That's your point, and that is your point, which is correct. So Rabbi Yashiv wants to say that the Matzias is that nowadays most of those, is that the case? They have got 24 hours physical human guards.
Even office blocks as well.
Oh. If that's the case, the halacha will be, they will be qualified as residential, and there's people... Have they got any place to sleep? Is there any?
Because there'll be a night shift going on. Uh-huh. Usually they won't.
Okay, that's the question. If there is. There's nobody sleeping there to actually take the second shift or something.
No. Actually, some of the law firms do have pods where people can sleep, but they
work till so late.
Sometimes, yeah,
okay, it boils down to that. According to Rav Eliyahu Shlom Zalman, it boils down to that. Do they have a place to sleep, yes or no? Proper place to sleep. And if they do, then the halacha is going to be it's residential. If there's no place to sleep, if there's 24 hours, I thought that the guards can sleep there. There is a place for them to sleep. What about industrial estates, which is very common in the outskirts? I think often they'll have place to sleep.
There's one bed for one security.
Yeah, fine. Really, yes. Yeah. Who would be considered that it is part of the city? There's residential. Yeah, Rabbi Yashiv wants to say that it is considered. Although, we could argue that perhaps, yeah. Okay, we'll talk more about this, we'll complete this topic tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. I wish you a very good evening.